The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Well, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
It is.
It's a new year.
It's a new deal. It's a new day.
It's a new day.
And we're here and. That's all you have to say.
Okay. Oh, there you are. Hey, can you talk again? Can I make sure I can hear you?
Hello, hello, hello.
There you are. Yes, it's a new day. It's a new year. And spring is getting closer and closer.
By the day.
Every day. And I will say that every day until it's here.
Oh, boy.
Anytime anybody says anything, I say, hey, one more day closer to spring. It's coming.
All right.
We took down our Christmas decorations, and it felt good.
Oh, you still had them up?
I had them up until 2 days ago. Mm-hmm.
The Epiphany thing or
whatever? Just done. My manger, my tree, my decorations, everything is all put away. Very, very organized.
I don't doubt it.
Yep. In the bin. You got to put them in the bins and just put a little label on it so that next year the stress isn't there.
You didn't do that last year?
Yeah, I did. I do it.
Oh.
And I've done it where I haven't done it that way a long time ago, and it's very stressful. I want to know what's in the bins. So when you get bins, get clear bins, too.
Yeah, so you can see through them.
Uh-huh. It takes away the stress. Okay. And I bought a Christmas tree bag.
You bought a Christmas tree bag?
Yep. We have a fake tree.
Oh, that makes
and
sense.
We kept putting it in the box, and the box is ripped, and I bought a bag. The funniest things just make me so happy. So I'm Lynn.
And I'm Bev.
And together we do stuff. Every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning. We are coming from WTBR 89.7 FM.
And WSBR from Lee at 88.1.
Yep. And we are ready for a new year.
Well, yeah, okay. I mean, what's the alternative?
I know.
Okay, what have you got for a...
I have... This is from someone named Tom Lear, and I have no idea who he is. Hmm. I think some of these quotes are just from...
Ordinary people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it may be pronounced lore, depending on what you want to do with the vowels. Anyway... It says, life is like a sewer.
You That's get, depressing.
What you get out of it depends on what you put into it.
It's still depressing. But yeah. I understand it.
Nothing good goes in a sewer. I'm sorry.
No. That word alone just kind of.
Yeah. 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 Nope.
All right. I have true or false.
Okay.
Number one. Dinosaurs are the biggest animals to have ever lived. Number two, fish are unable to blink. Number three, the oldest person to have ever lived whose age could be authenticated lived to 122 years.
So how many are false?
Just one.
All right. Fish can't blink. That'd be weird if that were true. Fish can't blink. Trying to picture a fish. But this is tricky because a whale, I think, blinks.
But is a whale a mammal?
A whale is not a fish. It's a mammal. So, That's tricky.
Okay. I've got things to look forward to in 26, and don't blame me if it's something you're not going to look forward to, but the world, I've got things. What have you got?
I'm chewing my donut.
Oh, okay.
I brought in 2 Boston cream donuts, and over the weekend, Dunkin' Donuts was giving away little tiny pink sprinkle bags. They're not pink. Orange and pink.
Orange and pink.
Sprinkle bags. And I think there was a rush on Dunkin' Donuts because you got the free donut with a coffee.
Not a bad advertising
deal.
And
then you get the sprinkle bag, which isn't big enough to really put anything in except a donut.
You may be able to put your watch and ring in there, but
isn't
that's
it
about
the cutest
it.
Little bag?
But it is. And it's sturdy.
Yeah, it's very. Sturdy, it's not chunky. Food. It's not paper.
No.
It'd be really fun to take it into the grocery store and bring that little bag and buy one thing and put it in there and then go to the checkout. And, oh my gosh, that'd be a good hidden camera
you
show.
Could do that. I don't doubt you could do that.
Oh my gosh, that'd be so fun just to get that little tiny bag, the little bag. All right, share with us what you have.
Well, believe it or not, the latest Game of Thrones spinoff that follows the adventures of Sir Duncan the Tall and his squire. The show takes place well after House of Dragon, which is set to return for a third season. So this is the second offset of Dragons. So
Game of Thrones?
Up. Yep.
Is that one a game you play on the... Okay, here comes my...
No. It was a series on the
Netflix?
I don't think it was Netflix, but anyway, well, I may be wrong. It was a book first.
Yes.
And they made it into a movie.
Is it good?
It depends. Do you like dragons and
fighting?
Family problems?
Oh, gosh, let me think. That would probably be a no. So it's dragons and family problems? So there's people in it.
There's people in it.
That have problems, but then there's dragons.
Yeah.
Is it based in another time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Back when the dragons were here.
Think Saxon.
Think what?
Saxon.
Okay. All right. So it's pretty far back.
Yeah.
And family. So there's the family drama with it.
Families
that are fighting with each other.
Dramas, yes.
Yeah. So, no, that'd probably be no. And I have to say, since you mentioned that, last night we watched Frankenstein, which was made in 2025.
Wow.
If you like horrible, gory, that's the movie for you. I had to close my eyes a whole bunch of times. I don't know why I watched it until the end. I think because Mark thought it was pretty
cool. Was it in black and white?
No, it was made in 2025.
Oh, last year.
Last year.
I'm forgetting where I am.
Gory. One of the goriest movies I think I've ever seen.
It's not necessary.
It's not, but this is a whole different twist on Frankenstein. It's not anything like any other Frankenstein movie at all.
Is he a bad guy?
It's, yes. Well, no, Frankenstein
is a doctor.
Is the doctor. His monster is horribly bad.
Oh, okay.
There is a storyline. And the end of it is pretty much like, oh, my.
Didn't see that coming.
But it's very gory.
Nah.
So if you like gory,
nope.
Check it out. I don't know if it was Netflix or Prime. It must have been one or the other.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Very gory.
Just to let you know, though, those 3 series are coming out again.
Okay. The ones with the dinosaurs and the people.
Yep.
Is it like a soap opera?
Not a dinosaur, dragon.
Oh, dragon. And the people.
And the people.
And is it like a soap opera? Where you have a family thing
very
and things
going
so,
on? Very much so.
All right, let me know how that works out, will you? I found some stuff. Well, that's the name of our show.
Yeah.
Oh, remember the thing that we talked about? If you have a sliver, put a banana peel on it.
Yeah.
Mark had a sliver yesterday. He said, look at this. He said, there's something in there, but it looked really inflamed. And he wanted me to dig it out. And I said, I'm not going to go digging through an inflamed area on your hand. And then he said, banana peel. I said, oh, all right. So we got a little piece of banana peel, put it on, taped his hand all up. And do you know this morning he didn't have any more pain? It was really hurting yesterday.
Yeah.
And the inflammation went down.
Yeah.
And don't know if there really is a sliver in there, but he said he can't believe it. It actually felt like almost 100% better.
So could he tell that there's something still in there?
He did not say.
So, well, Mark.
But I guess the thing is that he definitely didn't have any more pain.
Well, that's good.
So I don't know what it is in the banana peel. I forget what it was, but.
Okay.
And you did something because you sent me that text.
Yep. But I don't remember exactly what was in it.
Okay, I'll go back to my text.
Okay.
And I'll look at it. So when weather proverbs come true, so this says, I'm actually getting this, believe it or not, out of the old Farmer's Almanac for Kids book.
I love it.
When I read this, I think, I'm really stupid. For kids, really? I need this. And that's through everything in here, even the recipes I'm so excited about. So it says, long before meteorologists reported the weather, people made forecasts based on their observations of the sky, animals, and nature. Many of their traditional sayings they used, called proverbs, are surprisingly accurate.
Uh-huh.
Here are some examples and what they mean. So you've heard this. Red sky at night, sailors delight. Red sky in morning, sailors take warning. So a reddish sunset means that the air is dusty and dry. Since weather in North American latitudes usually moves from west to east, a red sky at sunset means dry weather.
Mm-hmm.
Good for sailing. Because remember, this was obviously because the proverb has sailors in it.
But if you see it in the morning...
A reddish sunrise means dry air from the west has already passed over and clearing the way for a possible storm. So they observe
good
this,
and you have bad.
And they're...
yin and yang.
And I believe that this is real accurate. Because in the summer, when we see a beautiful sunset, we know tomorrow's going to be a good day. And you know what? Summer's coming. So there.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
The Muppet Show is coming.
Oh!
February 4th with Sabrina Carpenter. I don't know what they're going to be about, but that's coming up on February 4th.
That should be good.
I like the Muppet Show.
Jim Henson passed away, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
So sad. So brilliant.
Yeah.
I love the Muppets. They're just so good.
I'm going to start tearing up.
I know. She's starting to cry. We have tissue boxes, though, but...
Yes.
They are dwindling. You have one to your left. And if I'm right, there's four up there? There's one, two, three, four. Are there more than four? Six?
One, two, three, four, five.
There are five. And...
five up there.
So we went from nine when we first started to five.
You don't have one?
I have no Kleenex boxes on my side of the table.
What about nickels?
No nickels. So we found out the nickel mystery.
Yes.
The answer to the nickel mystery.
And we didn't even have to do anything about it, and they took it away from us.
Yep.
They said we played with it too often.
We found out that someone who works here, who's awesome, would take that money and put it in what?
The box, the what do you call it?
UNICEF?
Was it? No, I don't think so.
It's some box out there.
Lost and found.
Where they throw the change. Oh. And that's where it goes. So okay. If we start putting money back there,
they're going to keep taking it.
Because he's neat and tidy. He'll come in and take it and put it away.
Right. Well, that lasted well.
Mackerel sky storm is nigh.
What's a mackerel sky?
If you have ever seen very high rippled clouds that look like fish scales, what sailors call a mackerel sky.
I mean, I can see the ripples, but not the sail. Oh, okay.
So it's kind of ripply. It kind of looks like the inside of a fleece jacket.
Oh, all right.
Would you say?
Yeah.
It indicates that the storm may follow. These clouds often precede an advancing warm front that will bring winds and precipitation.
Okay.
I never knew that. It's pretty. It looks like the inside of a fleece
jacket. February 6th to February 22 of this year is the 25th Winter Olympics.
Oh, yes. I love the Winter Olympics.
Yes. This year's games are especially notable because they're the first since 2018 with fans in attendance.
That's right, because 2022. No, how often are the Winter Olympics? Every 4 years?
I would say so.
So 18, I wonder, is it because of COVID?
Well, wait a minute. Now I'm going to make myself look funny. We have Winter Olympics, we have Summer Olympics.
I think that's it. So do they alternate?
Do they make them 2 years in a row or 4 years in a row?
Because I'm wondering if, did they not have it because of COVID?
Yes. It was mid-pandemic.
So do you watch the Winter Olympics?
Occasionally, sort of.
Not glued to the TV?
No. I like the skating.
I love the skating. My mother loved the skating. Loved it. And she never skated.
Neither did I.
It is amazing, isn't it? It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. It's like you're crazy people.
The skiing.
I don't understand why people want to do that.
I don't either. And I'm trying to think of what else there is. Skiing, skating. What else is there for winter? Shoveling. Oh, the shoveling competition is amazing. Have you ever seen that?
Never, ever in my life. And I would hire one of them to come down and do mine.
Yeah, got to catch that. Got to catch the shoveling competition. It was just added to the Olympics in 2011. They added the shoveling competition, and it's people from all over the country that it's only the United States because other countries don't really know how to shovel really well. So the United States has the shoveling competition, and it is amazing. The wax they use on the shovels, the different shape shovels, and they shovel a lot of crap.
I could let this go on for a long time. Imagination is wonderful, but you know.
Okay.
They ought to have one of those anyway.
Wouldn't that be fun?
They ought to have one.
I'd watch it.
Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah. Go. Kind of like curling, the sport curling.
If they can do curling, they can do shoveling.
I agree.
Gotcha. All right.
Okay. Clear moon, frost soon.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Clear moon, frost soon. When the night sky is clear, Earth's surface cools rapidly because there is no cloud cover to keep the heat in. If the night is clear enough to see the moon and the temperature drops enough, frost will form. Expect a chilly morning. Now, wait.
What if it's in the summer?
Right. Because there's a lot of clear nights in the summer.
These are weather winter weather things?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
No.
It, nope. Okay. I don't know. I'm not sure about that one.
All right.
I'm not sure about that one.
February 13th, Wuthering Heights. It's the latest film.
Oh, I want to see that.
A primal adaptation of Emily Brandt's masterpiece. Let's see, who's in it? Jacob Elordi and Margot Robbie. They're pitching it as this generation's Titanic.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I saw the preview.
Did you?
Yeah. I never read the book. Did you?
Yep.
Is it good?
Yep.
Okay.
We went to
see Song Sung Blue, which I thought was a story of Neil Diamond? Yeah. Life, but it's not.
It's not?
No. It's about the gentleman who was not really an impersonator. He called himself an interpreter of Neil Diamond.
Well, hey.
And who plays the... I can't remember the guy who plays the part, but Goldie Hawn's daughter, Kate Hudson, plays the wife. She does an amazing job. So it's about this band who got together because he loved Neil Diamond. He loved singing Neil Diamond.
I can see him.
And I can see him, too. And
he used to have spikes come out of his hands.
He what?
Because he was in...
His name is... Isn't it awful?
Anyway, you
this
all know
is
it, and I can hear you yelling.
Excellent, excellent, excellent movie.
Okay.
Excellent movie if you want to see it.
But it's not about him,
actually? It's not. It's about this gentleman who
pretended
loved
to be him.
His music. And I don't want to give it away. But I can tell you that... what's his name? He sings, but he's a singer.
Yep.
He was in the movie.
We're going down a slippery slope
Hugh Jackman.
Yes.
Hugh Jackman.
Yes. Yes.
Did a great job. And then Kate Hudson. I was kind of, I don't really know if I'm going to like her in this kind of thing. She was fabulous. And I did not realize, and you're probably all going to say, oh, of course she does. I did not realize she sang. She did the singing. I looked it up after because I thought, man, she's lip syncing really well. She sang, and she was terrific.
All right, then.
And if you go, bring your tissue.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Never saw so many guys cry in all my life. All at the same time.
Wuthering Heights.
Wuthering Heights.
Yes, yes.
Can't wait for Wuthering Heights. Will I cry?
Yes, you will.
Oh, okay. I like movies that make me laugh or cry.
This will make you cry. I'm already thinking about it, and it's... Go ahead.
Oh. Maybe we should go together. And cry together.
It's a little depressing.
Okay.
All right. What you got? The Bloodworm Moon total lunar eclipse is coming on March 3rd.
Oh, I'm going to put that in my phone.
An early morning celestial show with the Earth passing directly between the sun and the moon and casting its shadow across the entire lunar surface. And it's only once every 2.5 years on average. And North America will have one of the best seats in the house.
And it's the what? The
Bloodworm Moon.
Bloodworm?
Yep.
Bloodworm Moon.
Total eclipse.
Total eclipse. All I think about is the song, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Mm.
Total eclipse.
Now you're going to give me an earworm.
A what?
An earworm? Where you hear something and you can't get it out of your ear?
What are you getting?
A song.
Oh. Oh, total eclipse of the heart.
Keep saying it, yeah.
Yep, you're going to be in your car later on, and you're going to think about it.
Oh.
And you're going to be singing it all day.
No.
Total eclipse of the
Stop.
Heart.
No, don't make it worse.
When clouds appear like towers.
Towers?
Towers. The earth is refreshed by frequent showers.
I've never seen clouds like towers.
When you spy large white clouds that look like cauliflower or castles in the sky,
okay,
there is likely lots of active weather percolating inside. Ooh. Innocent clouds look like billowy cotton, not towers. If the clouds start to swell and take on a gray tint, they are probably turning into thunderstorms.
Uh-huh.
Billowy, pretty billowy clouds. See, we're doing show and tell right now. Sorry, you all can't see the book, but they're the pretty billowy ones.
Okay.
And they're a lie.
They're a lie?
They're a lie. It says there's likely lots of weather percolating inside.
They may look beautiful, but they're dangerous.
They're innocent clouds. They look like billowy cotton. There we go.
Okay.
Okay.
No later than April, NASA's Artemis II lunar flyby. The second mission in NASA's ambitious program to reestablish a human presence on the moon for the first time since the early 1970s. So it should happen no later than April.
A flyby?
Let's see.
It's called a flyby? And what will it do?
Government space exploration has largely stalled over the last few decades, but Artemis is aiming to put Americans back on the moon by mid-2027, with an eye toward future missions to Mars. It will carry four astronauts beyond the moon and back in NASA's new Orion spacecraft.
Are they landing again?
Not there. They're landing here. It's just a flyby. So they're not going to land on the moon.
What do you think of that? Do you think of the landing on the moon stuff?
I say go for it.
You think we'll ever live there? Well, we won't.
We won't. I won't, that's for sure. Even if I could, I wouldn't.
I could never wear those big boots. You know, they wouldn't go with my, you know, my baggy jeans or my... You know, they're just too big. I'm 5'8". I don't want to be, you know, 6'4".
That's like
those big heavy boots. There.
Are we going back to the shoveling business? Okay.
Well, you know, you need the gravity boots. You can't. But just think of you could be so.
Okay.
When you walk and when you run, you could be so graceful.
Yeah. Well, when you weigh about 80 pounds less because you're on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And coming up in May 22, Star Wars.
Oh.
The Mandalorian.
A new one?
And Grogu, yes.
Oh, my.
This started out for the kids, but it's turned out into be everybody wants to see it.
It's not a cartoon, is it?
No, it's a guy in a costume with a...
Love it.
Baby Yoda.
A baby Yoda?
Yep.
Like from Yoda or the original Yoda as a baby?
As a baby.
What?
I don't know if it's
so
the original
one. So this is going
one.
To be way... Oh, so it could... It's not starting way before Star Wars.
No.
It's Star Wars, but a baby Yoda.
Yes.
I don't know.
Don't be a downer.
Does a baby Yoda look like Yoda or younger? Are the wrinkles there?
There's no wrinkles. He looks perfect.
Really cute?
Really cute.
What were those little fluffy, cute, stuffed animal looking gremlins? Remember the gremlins that looked all so innocent, but they turned out to be horrible?
I saw parts of that film and I couldn't watch it.
I couldn't either. I had a real problem when they put the gremlin in the microwave.
Oh, my God. Yes. That's the first thing that comes to your mind.
Yeah. It's over. We're done.
Okay. All right. What you got?
Ring around the moon. Rain real soon after we take our break.
Oh, this is a whole nother show.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. WTBR FM is listener supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'd be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Join us for Up on Taconic, a weekly show that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all of the great things that happen here each day. Explore the world with conversations including the culinary arts and other CTE programs. Hear students and teachers discuss the importance of reading and also take a look at the vibrant arts culture in the school and much, much more. Join us every Monday at 6 p.m. for these lively discussions right here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
She's going to make me very, very upset with her. I mean, no, I'm serious. I am serious.
Okay. I don't want to get you upset. Not in a new year. Never. All right. We are
this
back.
This is what I got to look forward to.
We are back. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And we are back with stuff. We are going to hear the true or false options.
All right. Number one. Dinosaurs are the biggest animals to have ever lived. Number two, fish are unable to blink. And number three, the oldest person to have ever lived whose age could be authenticated lived to be 122 years.
Okay. All right. I think I've got it. Do you think you have it?
Oh, I've got it.
Okay.
I've got it. Yeah, man.
Okay. Oh, I wanted to look up the thing that you tried. Beth tried.
Oh,
I'm going
yeah.
to look it up.
We talked about this a number of times.
Yes.
Putting bread in the toaster.
Yes.
Flat side with a little bit of cheese, and that way you wouldn't have to worry about putting it on the stove or whatever. And no, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Really, do not do it.
So what Bev said to me is that, one, your bread will burn before the cheese melts.
Yep.
Two, you will have lots of smoke.
Yep.
Three, toast two slices normally and butter them. This is the real way to do it.
Right.
So add your choice of cheese and then put it in the microwave. Microwave for 15 to 20 seconds. And her observation, never use mozzarella because it's tasteless. So we have debunked
that whole thing.
That whole thing, it doesn't work.
No.
At least not in her toaster. And I can say mozzarella, I learned also now that you say that it's tasteless. I tried to make a cheese sauce for some nacho chips for New Year's.
Yeah.
And I used different kinds of cheese, but I also had some provolone and some mozzarella in there in my refrigerator.
Yeah.
So I threw that in. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Because the mozzarella, if you pour it in a bowl and you put it out for people to dip in,
uh-huh.
The mozzarella and the provolone, when they cool, get harder.
Oh.
So when you dip your chip in and you eat it, you get a chunk of mozzarella in your mouth, you're chewing on because it's almost like wax.
Oh.
It's like, or like, because it's got that consistency when it cools down.
Yeah.
So don't use mozzarella cheese in your cheese dip.
Use it in the pizza that you're going to eat hot.
Yes, that you're going to eat hot. Yes. And you're right, it doesn't really have a taste, does it?
No, it doesn't.
It's really about texture.
It is bland.
It is bland. Yeah. All right. So we're sharing lots of stuff with you today in this new year. And you want me to go?
Yep.
When the cattle lie down in the pasture, rain is on the way. I've heard that.
Yep.
That is pretty accurate.
Actually, the cows get tired.
Well, I would guess they would.
Horses, too, I've seen.
Yes. Did you ever see those special cows with two different lengths of legs? You see them standing on the side of a hill. The legs on the upper side
Stop
are short.
Doing that. Stop
and the
doing
eggs
that.
On the legs on the lower side are long. It's an amazing...
You're flubbing me. You're flubbing me.
Cows, like many animals, are affected by changes in air pressure. They become restless when stormy weather approaches. They may lie down in a dry spot. Of course, cows also lie down for a number of other reasons, exclamation point, like they get tired.
Oh.
Yeah. If they have a full bag of milk, that's a lot of milk to hang around, drag around.
Yeah. June 11 to July 19, 2026 FIFA World Cup.
What's a FIFA?
The most watched athletic event in the world, a five-week soccer extravaganza in which billions of fans follow 48 national teams as they battle for the sport's biggest prize, and it returns to the U.S. for the first time since 1994. It's soccer, but actually millions of Americans play it. Millions watch their favorite teams week in and week out. So the U.S. men's national team had been in form lately, but maybe they can get past the quarterfinals this time.
I've never heard of it.
FIFA.
And it's the most widely...
If you like soccer, you gotta watch FIFA.
It's the most widely watched sporting event?
Soccer.
Or just soccer sporting event?
Yep.
Okay. FIFA.
Well, that's... For this one, yes.
Have you ever seen it?
I'm not into soccer.
No, I'm not either. Unless my granddaughter's playing soccer, it's really kind
oh, well,
of fun.
Then, yeah,
fun to watch. Yeah, you learn to love it. Rain foretold, long last, short notice, soon will pass. I'll repeat it. Rain foretold, long last, short notice, soon will pass. Ah, so if the rain's predicted days in advance, it will be a long...
Long rain?
Yep. If it's just like, hey, it's going to rain this afternoon, it will pass. Kind of like in Florida. They have these pop-up rain things, and they last 10 minutes, and then they're gone. If you find yourself wearing your raincoat around for days, just in case, rain will stick around for several hours when it finally comes. The gray overcast dominating the horizon means a large area is affected. On the other hand, if you get caught in a surprise shower, it's likely to be short-lived.
Okay. All right.
So I picture people in New York City, and there's a short shower, especially tourists, and what happens? They run in the little tiny stores, and they buy a...
Umbrella.
An umbrella.
Yep.
And I have seen this before in other places where the minute it starts to look a little dark or cloudy, the storekeepers put those umbrellas out where you can see them, and everybody buys an umbrella for a 10-minute rain shower.
They make them nice and small so you can put them in your pocket.
They really do.
Yeah.
You can get a really small umbrella. I don't know why anybody would not want that really small umbrella as opposed to a big umbrella.
Compared to having it just, 10 minutes in rain?
Yeah. And how many umbrellas do you think are lost every year? We should look that up.
Go ahead.
All right. Okay. Let's see if we can find that.
Coming up on June 13, I'll bet you there's 100,000 people listening who would say immediately what is coming up on June 13.
June 13, June 13, June 13. Basketball, baseball,
it's
World Series.
It's the marriage of your English teacher and your gym teacher. Does that help you at all?
The marriage of your... One more time?
Your English teacher and your gym teacher.
Ah.
The reported date, June 13, is of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding.
Your English teacher and your gym teacher?
Well, he's a football star and she's a songwriter.
Okay.
That's how they got that.
And they're getting married?
You didn't know that?
Well, I knew they were getting married. I didn't know when, and I didn't know when. I did know. I know how they met. I know they're an item. And I know they're probably zillionaires.
They're both 36.
Oh. Oh, I would have thought they were younger than that.
I would have thought so, too, but nope.
So I would think... Billionaires, for sure.
You would think?
They're billionaires together.
Oh, she definitely is.
She's definitely
all
a billionaire.
By herself.
She's got an amazing promoter, manager, whoever, that did it all right. There are coloring books. There are kids' books. There are how to do books. There are how to dress books. How to be like Taylor. How to be a Swiftie.
There's even clothes.
Makeup, hair. It's crazy. It's amazing. I don't care about it, but it's amazing.
I think she's a very talented lady, but I'm not really into the songs.
Don't
hate me.
That's okay. I'll make people hate me. I don't think she's a very good representative for our kids, for young girls. They just don't.
Not now.
Yeah.
She's changed.
Yep. Or a role model.
More mature.
All right. Around 1.1 billion umbrellas are discarded or lost annually worldwide. How do they know that?
If I lost it, I don't think I'd call anybody and say, hey, I lost my umbrella. You can add that to the list.
It says primarily due to their cheap, non-recyclable materials and short lifespan, contributing significantly to landfill waste. With major urban transport systems like London's Underground losing tens of thousands yearly. So London's Underground probably found a lot of
umbrellas.
While exact figures are hard to pinpoint and sometimes cited as zombie statistics, estimates from eco brands and research consistently point to a massive scale of waste, and many end up broken or abandoned. And it's hysterical because there's this whole list of key figures and facts about lost umbrellas. All this, I mean, I'm scrolling down and it just goes on and on.
My umbrella has been around for like 7 years.
Has it?
Yeah.
I think mine has. I think I've had mine a long time. I keep it in my car, which is really funny because I keep it in the trunk.
Oh. No, mine's in my car, but it's not in the trunk.
Shouldn't be in the trunk.
I don't have a trunk.
Well, good, because if it's in the trunk, well,
Yes.
Place.
Small SUV, yes.
But why would I have mine in the trunk? Why would I do that?
Because you put it there one day and forgot all about it?
And just leave it there.
Yep.
You know what else I have in my trunk? I have, excuse me. It's not a body. Ellen DeGeneres said, I don't remember how this went, but she got pulled over by a policeman. She rolled down her window and he said, Do you have any idea why I pulled you over? And she said, because of the dead body in the trunk?
Oh, God.
So my trunk, I have this organizer thing that I've had probably from cars back, other cars I've owned that just moved from car to car. And it has the first aid kit, the orange reflective tape, the rain jacket in a little pouch, a couple other things that have been in there.
Cross tape.
Forever. Probably. I've got a warning flag. I've got caution tape. I've got all this stuff in there that I've never used that when I do look at it, some of these things have turned color.
Oh, my.
The first aid kit, I'm sure, is dried up. And the little packet of antibiotics probably expired 50 years ago. And I can't take it out of my car.
Why not?
Because I'm thinking if I take it out of my car, that's the day I'll need it.
But you can't use it anyway.
And I also think if you're pulled over, I don't drive anywhere in the woods where I'm alone. I mean, there's people. I've got my phone. I don't need this stuff.
There you go.
Does anybody else have one of those? I think you should email us.
Let us know at stuffingforus@gmail.com. And we need you to email us anyway.
Yes. Yes, we love
we
getting your
emails. We haven't had an email in a while.
No, not since last year.
I'm dying here. I need an email. Somebody give me an email.
It's a new year. We're going to delete all of our old emails, and we're going to get ready to answer all your new emails. Thank you for your input. Thank you for your poems and your answers and your stories and your feedback. We love it.
July 1 to July 4. America 250.
Yes!
The 250th anniversary of the Declaration of the Independence. The Independence? Or just of
gotta
the
Gotta be a
independence.
Typo.
Yeah, that's well, it came out of my mouth before I looked at the papers.
Okay.
To be commemorated with a variety of events all across the country.
Mm-hmm. I know we're going to be having the 4th of July parade in Pittsfield, and I'm hoping that it will be a big, like, bigger than ever. The 4th of July parade is pretty big, and it's really, really well attended.
Yeah.
It's a good parade, and it would be really cool to find out what the plans are for this particular parade, because it's 250. Our country is 250 years old. Well, not really.
Well, they're having a nationwide block party, a Great American State Fair on the National Mall, pavilions from all 50 states, and the first ever Patriot Games. I don't know how that's going to go. It's an athletic event featuring the greatest high school athletes, one young man and one young woman from each state and territory.
I wonder what they're going to do.
They're athletes.
What are they going to do, though?
Athletics.
Stuff. Athletic stuff.
Yep.
It's stuff. We could go.
No.
We could be there. We could be the announcers.
No.
Because we're stuff.
I'll see it on TV.
And they're going to do stuff.
I don't have a TV.
Do you want to go to any of those events?
No.
Me either. No. Did you watch the ball come down on New Year's?
No.
I didn't either.
I saw a picture of it afterwards, and it looked like the ball was about a nickel-sized thing in it, and it's like, this should be gigantic. They should be as huge as skyscrapers, you know?
I thought it was.
No.
What?
No.
Wait a minute. That ball's huge. It comes down off of it comes down.
But on the picture, when you see it coming down, it doesn't look all that big.
Now, I heard that they were selling pieces of the ball. The ball is made of Waterford crystals.
Yep.
They were selling pieces, and I would imagine they're small, for $295.
Holy moly.
For a piece of the ball. So
I wonder how many they sold.
I bet they sold a lot.
Hmm.
I thought they put the ball away. They store it somewhere, and they reuse it, but that's
apparently not.
I don't think they do that.
No.
Obviously not. And I heard a reporter doing a report before the festivities, She was in Times Square. There were some people there. And she was saying that people are showing up like 24 hours in advance to be there. And then they all gather. And she said people are pretty much standing here for about 10 hours and the crowds are thick.
Oh, my God.
And you have to get in here. And she said people are wearing diapers.
Yeah, I heard that, too.
People are crowded and crushed together. You can't. It's blocked off because of the reverting traffic. So they have to block off. So you really can't.
You can't sit down. You can't do anything.
You just stand there.
Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense.
No way. Not even when I was younger would I have wanted to do that. No, thank you very much.
The last thing I have is late 2026, and this is going to be good. The 2027 slate truck debuts.
What's a slate truck?
An adorable, no-frills electric pickup from an all-new Amazon-linked American automaker. There's no shortage of cool cars coming out in 26, but the Slate, S-L-A-T-E, truck is perhaps the most popular. It's a battery-powered modular pickup with a starting price around $25,000. Built in Indiana, the Slate truck cut costs by limiting options. Every example that leaves the line will be essentially identical, with a two-seat, single-cab configuration and unpainted gray composite body panels. From there, buyers are free to personalize with colored wraps and a kit that can transform their two-seat truck into a five-seat SUV.
So you buy the basic, and then you can design, you can do whatever you want, which adds to the cost, yes?
Oh, of course.
Of the $25,000, the base cost.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. So you could buy it for $25 and leave it as it is.
And leave it as it is, yeah.
And it's a battery.
It's a battery powered.
Not electric.
Nope.
Don't tell Mark.
Mark, stop listening.
Don't listen. Don't listen. You don't need it. Move along. The last thing I have is a year of snow, a year of plenty. Farmers expect a good growing season and an ample harvest following a year when winter, following a winter when their fields and orchards have been covered with lots of snow. The snow delays the fruit tree blossoms until the danger of damaging frosts has passed and prevents thawing and freezing cycles that destroy wheat and winter grains.
There you go.
So thawing and freezing is not good for the crops.
Then the weather better change because it's supposed to get warmer.
It is. What is it supposed to be this weekend? 50?
What?
Or this week?
40.
Oh, I don't like that. If it's winter, be winter.
Like
just be winter.
I think it's great.
Okay.
All right. Dinosaurs are the biggest animals to have ever lived. True or false?
I think that's true.
You think fish are unable to blink is false?
I think fish is true. I think the old person one.
Oh, that's right. There's only two
yep.
True.
So dino, I think they are the biggest.
Okay. And you don't think the oldest person?
I think someone's older than 122. I think that's false.
Oh. Well, apparently, the oldest person to have ever lived whose age could be authenticated was a French woman named Jean-Louise Calment. 122 years. She died in 1997.
And that's true?
That's true.
So let me guess which one of the other ones. So there's one of the other ones is false.
Fisher, unable to blink, is true.
Oh, what's the biggest animal?
The blue whale.
Really?
Weighs up to 300,000 pounds and can be 100 feet long.
I would have never guessed that because, you know, in the movies, the dinosaurs are really big.
Yeah. But the blue whale.
The blue whale. Was Moby Dick a blue whale?
I thought it was a white whale.
I don't know. I don't know. All right.
Anyway.
That is the end of our show. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to email us at
stuffingforus@gmail.com, please.
Happy New Year.
The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.